Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program, and we had a great interview with President Trump. We're going to play part of that interview from last night on in the last hour of the program today. Rand Paul checks in with us today. We have part two of my interview with President Trump tonight. Now, this gets very, very interesting. I ask him specifically about the new axis of evil, and that would be China and Russia now brokering deals with Iran and Saudi Arabia, which broke up what the Trump coalition was, which is very, very dangerous to the entire world. And I asked him about Joe's cognitive decline and whether or not somebody over 75, say, like Nikki Haley suggested, should take a cognitive test. And then Kamala Harris, will she be on the ticket with Biden in 2024? But anyway, so we get into real substance tonight, and I think you're going to like it. We have part two. We also have Lawrence Jones is on the ground in Tennessee in the aftermath of this terrible shooting. The race to politicize it. We'll get comments from Dan Bongino. Jim Jordan is on tonight. Rand Paul is on tonight. So we got a lot going on. You know, there's one interesting thing that I want to put out here. Well, first of all, you know, in another stunning example of how checked out Joe Biden is and frankly incapable of doing his job. I mean, he started out his statement about this terrible shooting where, you know, six innocent people died. The shooter also died in this thing, in which he's joking, you know, 3 9-year-old kids died, you know, and he, you know, starts regaling reporters with ice cream jokes. It was so beyond inappropriate. But that's your vice president. You know, that, you know, let me play it for you. This is Joe.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal?
I mean, I said vice president. That's President Joe Biden, your former vice president. I mean, this is insanity. You know, that was on his mind as Nashville, the entire community and parents that lost their children, their 9-year-old children are trying to figure out, you know, whether their kid is, you know, all the other parents, you know, what child died here? Every parent of that school trying to figure out, was it my kid laying in a pool of blood on some classroom floor? And Biden joking that, you know, he only showed up at the White House event because he heard there's going to be ice cream there. Is that supposed to be funny? That's not funny to me. And then before he addresses the horrific mass shooting, and by the way, politicizes it. Yeah, my name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Jill Biden's husband. That's what your 80-plus-year-old president said, beginning his remarks in the East Room at a gathering of women-owned businesses. And then he talks about he eats designer ice cream. I never heard of Jenny's ice cream. You ever hear of Jenny's ice cream? I've heard of Breyers. I've heard of Haagen-Dazs. I don't eat anything Ben and Jerry's, but I haven't heard of it. Yeah, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs, he said. You think I'm kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Then the president, you know, how do you make the pivot and then turn serious to address three, you know, dead children in Tennessee and a dead pastor and a dead teacher and all the, six dead people in total, seven if you include the shooter? Now, one of the things that we have found out about this that is interesting to me is there was another school that appeared to be targeted first, but that school had really significant security all around it. We're trying to get the full report here, but anyway, the initial reports are, and we're gonna bear down on this. I should know by 9 o'clock tonight when we get on TV. Covenant School, Christian school, where the attacker killed these innocent students and others yesterday. They didn't have an armed resource officer on campus when the attack occurred. You know, now the great news is the police, they were phenomenal. They got there in record time. They released a video today. They went in, they did their job. They took out the shooter and they did it as quickly as possible. What was it? Was it yesterday I said it or last week, Linda, that every school, if you want school safety, every school should have a metal detector. I think I said it on the program yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
After the every school should have armed officers, former military, retired police, retired military, people that know the gun safety and security. And I'm not saying to scare the kids. They don't have to be in uniform, plain clothes, and put every kid through a metal detector, and you'll keep your school safe and protect the perimeter of the school. It's that simple. Then an incident like this is not going to happen. Now, a lot of people have made the fact, a big point of the fact that the New York Post, for example, said transgender killer targets Christian school, and had a manifesto. And the individual's name is Audrey Hale, who, quote, identified as a man, writing a manifesto why she attacked the Convent Christian Elementary in Nashville, a school that she once attended. Cops had to fatally shoot her to protect the lives of everyone in the school as she went on the shooting rampage. You know, some people have raised the question, there's been now four shootings to date about recent non-binary shooters, this one in Nashville, one in Colorado Springs, 2022, one in Denver in 2019, one in Maryland in 2018. I am not a doctor. I'm not going to begin to discuss perhaps what impact transitioning and hormone treatments, et cetera, could have on the human body and alter people's minds. I just don't know enough about it. You know, I work out and I will never, ever in my life take human growth hormone or testosterone. I'm just not going to do it. And I know plenty of people that work out and take it. And I've read too much. And to me, it's too risky and it's not worth it. You know, at my age, I just want to stay fit. I don't really care how I look or what people think about how I look for that matter. But, you know, it almost immediately became politicized, which is, you know, par for the course whenever you're dealing with a tragedy like this. You know, the Nashville shooter told the best friend something bad is about to happen and I'm planning to die. We know that came out. Audrey Hale sent a chilling suicide note just minutes before slaughtering these innocent people. I'm planning to die today was part of the message. And anyway, she messaged a former middle school basketball teammate on Instagram at 9:57. And so basically that post I made on here about you, that was basically a suicide note. I'm planning to die today. My family doesn't know what I'm about to do. One day this will make more sense. I left more than enough evidence behind, but something bad is about to happen. This is not a joke, wrote Hale, who identified as transgender. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die, adding that this is my last goodbye. I love you. See you again in another life. And said, you know, whatever. That's it. Unbelievable. So, you know, it's just sad. And then, of course, the race to politicize, which is pretty common. I mean, it's that is fairly predictable as well. And unfortunately, there's no need to politicize something like this. There are other answers than the knee-jerk, typical reaction that the left has. And the answer is, if every school in this country would hire security people and have them on location and send these kids through metal detectors, there's not going to be any guns in any school. And if anything does happen and somebody tries to get into a school that should have secure doors with the ability to get out in the event of an emergency, then, you know, they'd be able to do that. You know, but there's the White House. Biden wants Congress to pass more gun control. Well, since when do criminals obey the laws in this country? That it's so convoluted in their thinking, as if it's not the heart of somebody that kills somebody, that it's somehow the mind of somebody that kills somebody, or the idea that a gun is there. Oh, I'll use this gun. I think now I'll go on a rampage. That's not what happens. We have a lot of other news that we're going to get to today. Well, by the way, in New York, you might want to know this. This is a woke agenda alert. New York City Teachers Union has canceled a workshop on the harmful effects of whiteness. Officials at New York City's Teachers Union decided yesterday that maybe it wasn't such a great idea to go forward with the planned workshop. And anyway, it was supposed to be about white privilege. It had been planned by city teachers and their union. You know, when are teachers ever going to focus on their failure? Their failure. If your students fail, then you're responsible. You know, it's really simple. Kids go to school, they're supposed to learn reading, writing, math, science, real history, computers, and we're paying all this money. In the case of New York City, over 40 some odd thousand dollars per student to get an education. And we have more kids failing just basic competency tests. We are literally ripping the rungs of the ladder for these kids' future out from underneath them. I mean, that's how bad this is. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. But this is your government. You know, Senate Republicans now are trying to overturn Biden's $300 billion student loan giveaway. I have a letter that Kevin McCarthy sent to Joe Biden. You know, they have yet to negotiate. Remember, Biden said he wouldn't negotiate. Republicans should not get in the business of negotiating against themselves. They should come forward with a plan. They're willing to sit down with Biden. And as they said, we're not looking to do this. It's not about brinksmanship, only what's in the best interest of the American people. And McCarthy acknowledged we can't solve the nation's fiscal problems overnight. And House Republicans are not demanding we do so. But we can't continue to kick the can down the road and ignore America's ballooning national debt, all while we continue to spend trillions of dollars more, including through unaccountable executive fiat. As House Republicans are united in our view that the best way to reduce the national debt is to limit spending, save taxpayer money, grow the economy. But I don't think that Joe Biden and company are going to go that way. No, I think they're more interested in their woke agenda. You just can't believe where the Democrats are on all of these things. The Biden administration now, now they're trying to tie wokeness to foreign countries and aid to foreign countries. I'll get to that a little bit later in the show, but it is what it is. Now this is one of the more interesting coincidences. Let's call it a coincidence. Linda, this is a coincidence, right? That when Matt Taibbi was testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, and that's Jim Jordan's committee, demanding on Monday that the Department of Treasury and the IRS account for an incident that they consider to be witness intimidation, because apparently while he was going before this committee, Matt Taibbi, apparently IRS agents visited the home of Matt Taibbi. Now, Jordan said that in light of this hostile reaction to Taibbi's reporting among left-wing activists and the IRS's history as a tool of government abuse, the IRS's actions could be interpreted as an attempt to intimidate a witness before Congress. And Taibbi testified before the Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government on March the 9th, during which he addressed evidence that the federal government actively pressured big tech companies to censor user content. Well, that's a pretty important, you know, bit of information that we need to know. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Rand Paul coming up today and part of my interview with Donald Trump and part two tonight on Hannity on the Fox News Channel. Set your DVR 9 Eastern, where he talks about this new axis of evil, President Xi, Vladimir Putin. How would he have responded to the balloon incident, the taking down of our drone, and also about whether Kamala should stay or go, and is Joe in a cognitive decline? Wait till you hear his answer on that. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying, you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
All right, as we roll along, this poll I told you about yesterday about American values and the decline in the importance of traditional values, patriotism, religion, community, for example. The number of Americans that say patriotism is very important to them and in 1998 was 70%. We're now down to 38% rather. The number of people in 1998 that thought religion is important was 62%. Now it's 39. The number of people that thought in 1998 having children was very important to them is 59. Now that's down to 30. I mean, that's half. Community involvement. For example, well, people thought in 2019, 62% thought it was very important. Now it's 27. You know, on the issue of money in 1998, in terms of being very important, it was only 31%. Now it's 43%. And if you look at patriotism, well, Republicans are at very important, 59%. Democrats, 23%. Religion, 53% for Republicans, 27% for the Democrats. You know, but when you look at social issues, you know, it's have we gone too far on transgender? Republicans 75%, Democrats 15%.
Stay in touch with the Hannity faithful. Join the message board at Hannity.com.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. You know, you would think, with all the pillows that they sell at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, that their pillows are their number one bestseller. Nope. Because listeners, you have made my slippers the number one selling MyPillow product. And I have a feeling when you hear about this deal, you're going to want to stock up now when you hear the offer they have. Just go to MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, and you can get the all season slippers for just $25. It's regularly $149.98. That's over $120 in savings. It's limited to 10 pairs at checkout, and you're going to love them, and they will sell out. Now, my slippers has an exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slipper, and the patented layers make these slippers ultra-comfortable, extremely durable. They help relieve stress on your feet, and you can wear them any place, anywhere, anytime. And they come in a ton of additional sizes and all new colors. Now, all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, grab a pair all-season slippers for $25 off their regular price of $149.98. Do it now while supplies last. Just go to MyPillow.com, go to the Sean Hannity Square, or just call 800-919-6090. It's that simple. Mention my name, and you'll love it. By the way, did you see this? I mean, so Chris Christie has, by the way, according to Donald Trump, in this interview that I did last night, we have part two tonight, he was the one that recommended Director Ray. I never knew that until last night. Anyway, so he's out there berating Trump in New Hampshire, and, you know, he's trying to portray himself as uniquely well-positioned to take on Donald Trump in the primary. Okay, so he's going to be the anti-Trump. Got it. He's going to be the guy beating up on Trump. Got it. Here's the problem. When he left office after being governor of New Jersey, what was his approval rating in the single digits? Remember Bridgegate? Remember Beachgate? And all the other controversies he was involved in? Did he forget that he wasn't well-liked by the people in New Jersey by the time he got the hell out of there?
I don't think anybody could forget the hug felt around the world.
The hug felt around the world. I could not believe it.
Disgusting.
Couldn't believe it. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a hug, he said to me when in an interview later. Well, it really wasn't a hug. And I said,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a hug. What was it? Well, how do you define hug? So only 25% of Democrats want Biden to seek re-election. Monmouth University poll released yesterday said that Biden should step aside, allow someone else to run as the Democratic Party's standard bearer in 2024. 25% of respondents said Biden should seek re-election next year. 30% saying they had no preference, but the rest saying, nah, get the hell out of the way. We don't really want it. Then there's this other interesting report. I found it interesting anyway. And that's about even in liberal New York, believe it or not, they're fed up with Biden too. A Siena College poll. Pretty bad news for Joey. They don't think he should run again. Over half the Democrats in ultra-blue state New York think that their party should nominate somebody other than Biden in 2024. Only 43% of registered New York Democrats. Now, remember, there's never been a president as far radical left as this guy. It just hasn't been one. Anyway, 43% saying they believe Biden should not be nominated to run for a second term. 51% want a different candidate. Oh, I'm sorry, only 43% want him to run for a second term. 51% said they wanted a different candidate. 63% of those who wanted another Democrat said they didn't know or had no opinion about who should be the party's standard bearer. What, Pete Buttigieg got 5%, beating out Kamala Harris at 3%? I mean, I think Kamala Harris truly thinks she's going to be president one day. What have I been saying? The person that wants it the most is going to end up being Gavin Newsom. That'll be interesting because he has an atrocious track record. I mean, it is the worst of anybody out there. And there was one report out, too, that Democrats plan to use abortion as their big wedge issue in the next election, which, by the way, that Republicans need to pay attention to, just like they need to pay attention to early voting, voting by mail, matching Democratic efforts of legal ballot harvesting. I'm not going to stop talking about it because nobody seems to be in charge of fixing it for the Republican Party. And unless they do, I'm just going to keep reminding them what they need to do. Now, Republicans, for their part, I told you about the letter Kevin McCarthy wrote to Joe Biden saying, you know, we're here. We'd like to do a deal. He said you won't negotiate with us. The debt ceiling date is coming up soon. And we're not going to give in. This is now going to be the big test of the Republicans in the House. Now, they're saying we know we can't fix it all in one shot, but we've got to take dramatic steps now in terms of getting a hold of this reckless spending, this irresponsible debt that they keep taking on. So for the Republicans, my advice is they got to rally around one plan and stand united. Democrats have calculated that they won't stay united if they unite behind a plan and say they will not, under any circumstances, increase the debt ceiling unless they get this, this, and this, then they'll win. Because eventually it'll all boomerang back on the Democrats. We're willing to do a deal right now, but we're demanding fiscal responsibility. That's a pretty strong, powerful argument to take to the American people. And if their argument is it's our way or the highway, and Joe Biden, by the way, is on tape saying, you know, advocating for parties to get together, and you can't have a my way or the highway attitude, which is what he presently has, then I think Americans will come to realize Democrats are being arrogant and obstinate, and they have no desire to do their job. The full faith and credit of the United States government is hanging in the balance. You're going to hear that over and over and over again. You know, for example, I noticed in the Hill today that Senate Republicans, they are moving to overturn Biden's $300 billion student loan forgiveness program. Just like House Republicans, they are moving to defund 87,000 new IRS agents who Janet Yellen said 90% of the people that they're going to be looking at are going to be people making under $400,000, directly contradicting what Joe Biden has promised. Just like Biden promised he wouldn't raise taxes on anybody making under $400,000. Well, he turns around and raises the taxes on oil, gas, coal, pensions, and corporations. Well, corporations don't pay taxes. Hannity, you say that all the time, but they really do. Look at their returns. Yes, technically they pay the tax, but they charge you the extra money to make up for the tax that they just got charged with. So inevitably, it gets back to you one way or the other. That's just a simple fact. In other news here, you know, we're going to talk to Trump tonight. And I asked him some very interesting questions, and he had some really amazing answers when it comes to China, Russia, and what I'm calling a new axis of evil. You see, the communist Chinese have now brokered a deal with Saudi Arabia and Iran. They're in the process of negotiating a deal with Saudi Arabia and Syria. So the Saudis have left the coalition that I never thought could happen in my lifetime, but did happen under President Trump's administration. And it's really simple. And that is, he brought a coalition of the U.S., Israel, Jordan, Egypt, the Saudis, the Emirates together to stand against Iranian hegemony in the region and stand against the possibility of Iran getting a nuclear weapon. Now, if you read and believe what you're reading every day about Iran's potential to soon have nuclear capability, it could be any day, according to reports. Now, is that true? I have no idea of knowing. I'm not in the intelligence community. I don't have access to such information. But that story has to be coming from somewhere. And there's no doubt that the Iranians want nuclear weapons. That part we know. Now, the better part of the story would be this. Now that Prime Minister Netanyahu is back as Prime Minister in Israel, if you had a strong U.S. president like Donald Trump, the U.S. and Israel could preemptively take out all of Iran's nuclear sites, most of which are buried deep, deep underground. It'd be a very sophisticated, complicated, dangerous military mission, because you'd have to dump a couple of cluster, you know, bunker busting bombs to get to the point where you can take out the nukes. So it would be a very, very tough military effort, but it could be done with the coalition of the U.S. and Israel and hopefully other partners as well. But that's not going to happen. That means, what is Israel going to have to now go it alone? And what are the ramifications of that going to be, especially with the new relationship China has with Iran and that China has with Putin and that China and Putin have with Iran and now Syria and Saudi Arabia? It's getting scary. Report out today, Washington Examiner. And by the way, what happened and what Tony Blinken said last week should anger all of you. Because Tony Blinken acknowledged, after Joe Biden had made that promise, he's not going to leave a single American behind in Afghanistan. Well, Blinken acknowledged and admitted last week that we abandoned 175 Americans. And then he added this little tidbit that we'd never been told before, that some of the 175 are hostages to the Taliban. Now, I can play it for you, but why didn't we know this sooner? That's the question.
Mr. Secretary, how many American citizens and licensed permanent residents are in Afghanistan today, and are any of them currently being held hostage by the Taliban?
Congressman, there are several Americans who are being detained by the Taliban. We are working to secure their freedom. The families have asked that we protect their identities and don't speak publicly to their cases.
Now, those are being detained. How many other Americans?
How many other Americans? There are approximately, let me put it this way, since August 31st of last year, we have helped about 975 American citizens who wished to leave Afghanistan do so. As we speak, Americans who identify themselves to us, American citizens who identify themselves to us who are in Afghanistan, some of whom have been there since the withdrawal, some of whom went back to Afghanistan, there are about, that we're in contact with, about 175. 44 of them are ready to leave, and we are working to effectuate their departure.
And then acknowledge that some are being held hostage. How did they get away with that? Now, I say this, I go back to the Washington Examiner. U.S. officials on the ground in Afghanistan cabled the Biden administration in July of 2021, warning them that carrying out Joe Biden's plan for an abrupt pullout of U.S. troops would result in a foreign policy disaster of historic proportions. Now, remember, in light of what you just heard from Blinken, and I'll go deeper into this report in a second, here's Joe Biden making a promise to the American people. He's not going to leave a single American behind. Listen.
Are you committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out is out?
Yes.
So Americans should understand that troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And?
And if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
We're going to stay till we get them all out. Well, they didn't get them all out. They abandoned them. And now some of them are hostages. Anyway, the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul subpoenaed yesterday the State Department to furnish the Kabul dissent cable, his office announced. Now, McCaul had issued numerous subpoena warnings to the Secretary of State, Blinken, demanding a July 13th, 2021 cable signed by over two dozen U.S. Embassy members in Kabul criticizing the preparations of the withdrawal from Afghanistan that soon devolved into chaos. McCaul said, quote, "We have made multiple good faith attempts to find common ground so we could see this critical piece of information. Unfortunately, Secretary Blinken has refused to provide the cable, forcing me to issue my first subpoena as chairman of this committee," he said. "The American people deserve answers as to how this tragedy unfolded and why 13 U.S. service members lost their lives. And the now politically radioactive cable was authored by the State Department's Director of Policy Planning, Salman Ahmed, who sounded the alarm about potential for the Taliban to roar back into power. It urged the department to ramp up their evacuation planning and special immigrant visa applications to safeguard Afghans who aided the U.S. And by the way, we have no idea how many Afghanis that put their lives on the line and helped us during that those years of conflict are now dead because they got apparently a computer list of the names of many of them, according to reports. Unbelievable. No accountability. Can you imagine Donald Trump president and we find out Americans abandoned and then Americans held hostage and it was because of their sloppy, disastrous bailout plan? Remember, Donald Trump had said in an interview with me, he said it was very, very clear. He said, I told them if you move an inch before this plan is accomplished and finished, I will devastate you. And guess what? For the last 18 months of his presidency, not one single American was killed in Afghanistan. Interesting contrast, isn't it? Hey, listen, these are tough economic times and you got to look for any way you can save money. One way to do it and not sacrifice service is to make the switch to my cell phone provider. That's Pure Talk. It's a veteran-owned company. They have the best customer service Now, the great thing is you're not sacrificing service in any way because, you know, the 5G network that Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile use, well, Pure Talk uses the exact same 5G network as they do. They use the exact same cell towers that the big carriers do. And you save about, the average family saves about $1,000 a year. And some families are even saving much more. Now, right now, you can choose from a variety of plans. Blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text. Their plan starting at $30 a month, backed by 100% money-back guarantee. And guess what? There's no contract to sign at all. And, you know, and you got to watch out. The big carriers have these deals. Oh, we'll give you a free phone. That is a trick to lock you into a long-term contract that's going to end up costing you a fortune every single month. Anyway, it's simple to make the switch. Join the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us joining the stampede away from overpriced cell service and join Pure Talk. Dial #250 on your phone and say the keyword save now, #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. And that's simply smarter wireless and money in your pocket for the same service.
Sean Hannity.
I don't know if you know this, but Senator Rand Paul had a staffer stabbed in the chest and the head. We'll get an update on how his staff member is doing. Him taking on Anthony Fauci and the head of Moderna. Wait till you hear these tapes. We'll play that for you. Later on, part of my interview, part one last night with Donald Trump. Tonight, part two on Fox. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, asking Donald Trump about Russia, China, the new axis of evil, and then asking about Joe Biden's cognitive state and whether Kamala should stay on the ticket. All coming up, set your DVR, part two, and Jim Jordan and Dan Bongino and Rand Paul.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this season of McCartney: A Life in Lyrics, Paul McCartney is diving deep into some of his most beloved songs. Yesterday, Band on the Run, Hey Jude. And McCartney's favorite song in his catalog, Here, There, and Everywhere.
I like the line,
changing my life with a wave of the hand.
Look at those kind of lyrics now and sort of think, where did that come from?
Hear McCartney: A Life in Lyrics on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.